بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin inshallah in today's lesson discussing the chapter that deals with Hajj, with the fifth pillar of Islam, which is pilgrimage. And you remember that we said that most scholars begin with the chapter that deals with prayer because it takes time 5 times a day. And it is the most important pillar after the Shahada. And then they follow that with zakat, because zakat is always mentioned with salah in the Quran. And thirdly, they talk about the chapter that deals with fasting, because fasting takes place once every year. And they finally talk about pilgrimage, because it takes time once in a lifetime. So this is the sequence that they usually follow. And the author of this book, Umdatul Ahkam, started his chapter that deals with Hajj, with pilgrimage, with the section that deals with Al-Mawaqit. And what is the meaning of Al-Mawaqit? Al-Mawaqit usually refers, is stemmed from the time, waqt, or miqat. And we have two types of miqat. Miqat that deals with time, and miqat that deals with location. So we know that we have 3 months of Hajj. Who will volunteer and tell us what are these months? Yes, brother.
Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah.
Very good. They are the months of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah, the last 3 months of the Islamic calendar. And we also have 4 months that are sacred, known as Al-Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months of the year. And who knows these 4 months? Muhammad Aman?
Yes, Zilqad, Zilhajj, Muharram, and Rajab.
They are the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These are the 4 sacred months that Allah mentioned in the Quran. So when we say that there are 3 months miqat of time for Hajj, this means that if you come before it, if you come in Ramadan for Hajj, this is not accepted, because Ramadan is not part of the months of Hajj. And if you come after it in Muharram, it's already gone. So it has to be in these 3 months of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah, the months of Al-Hajj. Now, when it comes to location, then the Prophet ﷺ is the one to designate to us these locations. But why did Allah make miqats of time and miqats of location? Scholars say that these are all to signify and to inform us the importance of Mecca, the importance of the holy shrine of Al-Haram. It is so important that it's a sanctuary, that Allah Azza wa Jal made it surrounded by a number of locations. You cannot enter this circle if you intend to make Hajj or Umrah unless you offer or perform Ihram. And we will get to mention more of this inshallah. The first hadith with us is hadith of Ibn Abbas. May Allah be pleased with him and with his father.
Narrated Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Dhul Hulayfa as the miqat for the people of Medina, Al Juhfa for the people of Sham, Qarn al Manazil for the people of Najd, and Yalamlam for the people of Yemen. And these mawaqit are for the people at those very places, and besides them for those who come through those places with the intention of performing Hajj and Umrah. And whoever is living within these boundaries can assume Ihram from the place he starts. And the people of Mecca can assume Ihram from Mecca.
Very well. And the second hadith.
Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the people of Medina should assume Ihram from Dhul Hulayfa, the people of Sham from Al-Juhfa, and the people of Najd from Qarn. And Abdullah radiallahu anhu added, I was informed that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, the people of Yemen should assume Ihram from Yalamlam.
Now, these are the mawaqit mentioned to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he designated certain areas or certain places for certain people, which is a prophecy at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because the people of Sham did not accept Islam at his time. The people of Najd did not accept Islam at his time. And also the people of Yemen did not accept Islam at his time. So all of these people whom the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that these are their mawaqit, means that he's giving us a prophecy that they will accept Islam, and hence when they come for Hajj or for Umrah, this is where they should offer their ihram from. And the first location is Dhul Hulayfa. This is designated for the people of Medina. And Dhul Hulayfa now is known as Abyar Ali. This is its current name. For the people of Asham and those who take the same rulings as the people of Egypt, as the people of Morocco, as the people of North Africa, their miqat is known as Al-Juhfa. And Al-Juhfa does not exist anymore. So where do people make their ihram? They make ihram few miles before of that in a city now known as Rabig. So people who are coming from the north or from the south, if the majority of them either come by cars or by ships or by airplanes. So they all come through this route and they pass by Rabig on top of it, or as a seaport, they pass by it, or as they're driving, there's a road that goes through it. So they make their ihram from there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also made Qarn al-Manazil, the miqat for Ahl, for the people of Najd, those who live in the central part of Arabia. And of course, anyone that comes from the east would take the same ruling. So the people of the Gulf, Kuwait, Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, the people of the Far East, the people of India, the people of Pakistan, the people of Bangladesh, they all come and make their ihram from Qarn. And Qarn al-Manazil nowadays is known as As-Sayl al-Kabir. It's in Taif, the city of Taif, which you know the battles that the Prophet had there, alayhi salatu wasalam, with the people of Hunayn and with the people of Thaqif. So this is for the people of the east of Mecca. Those who are in the south, like the people in Yemen, they come and pass by a place called Yalamlam. And the current name of Yalamlam is the miqat of As-Sa'diyah. And it is said that it is related to Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. And that's why they call it As-Sa'diyah. Anyhow, there is another miqat that also the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam named. And some scholars say that it was Umar who, may Allah be pleased with him, made this miqat for the people coming for Iraq. And as you know, Iraq is in between the east and the north. So they have a certain route for them. So he made for them that irq. But nowadays, which is called al-dariba, nowadays it is rarely used, because usually people who come by car from Iraq, they don't come from the east, they come all the way to the west, and then they took the northern road, so their miqat would be like the miqat of the people of Sham, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, etc. Now these mawaqit, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, they are for the people that come through them. And even the people who are not from these countries, anyone who comes with the intention of Umrah or Hajj must not pass without offering his ihram from these areas. And scholars say that these areas, these mawaqit, are all great valleys. So, you know, valley has an east bank and a west bank. So you should, before coming to that valley, make your ihram rather from the area closest to you, not from the area closest to Mecca. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.